I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com. We're back, and we're happy to have you along. We have a phone number to give you here, 1-844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Give us a call if you'd like. We have a couple of lines open. I was trying to get back into the system. It bounced me out during the break. But anything you want to add, Madeline, before we go to some calls here?
Yes, I just want to let people know that our 2018 printed Good Timing Guides are in and shipping. So if you're waiting for a printed guide instead of an ebook guide, they're available now. And also just a reminder that I am still working on Mondays for clients while I do these big projects that I have to complete. So I do have time on Mondays to take care of consultations and timings for people who might be interested in those services.
Very good. Okay. Now, what we'd like from you when you get online here is just give us your date of birth, the time of day, and the location.
Yes, and it helps if you give it to me in that order.
Okay. Date of birth, time of day, location. All right. First up in Illinois is Rob. Hi, there, Illinois. What you doing, Rob?
Hello. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Madeline. Good evening.
Hi.
Are we doing the birthday game? Is that what this is for now?
Yeah.
If you'd like,
unless you have a question that's not related to you personally. I'll take those questions, too.
Yeah, you know, the old saying, I was born at night, but not last night, right? No. I'm actually, I'll play the game. I'm Virgo cusp, 1970. I don't know what time of day, really.
Okay, but do you know what day you were born?
September 22nd.
September 22nd. Okay,
yeah,
and what
cusp,
year were you born?
70, and state of Illinois.
70. Okay, and location in Illinois? What city?
The famous Skokie.
Oh. Okay. Now, Illinois was a strange state. I think maybe by 1970 they had straightened it out, but there were people who had they were born during daylight savings time, and they were actually recorded their birth time as standard. So it was quite a bizarre situation for astrologers figuring out what was going on. So what kind of question do you have?
It had nothing to do with my birthday or anything else. If there's anything you can go off of that information, since I gave it out to all the powers that be that are recording this stuff.
Well, hopefully they don't know where you are.
Well, I'm sure they do. They know where every one of us are. I was thinking about the Harvey hurricanes and what came about with the FEMA camps, all the Walmarts that were transformed. It appears that nobody has heard from any of these people. Now, there's stories going around. Now, I can't confirm this because I'm not a Twitter hound or a Facebook hound, but people are saying that nobody from any of these supposed transformations into these camps have tweeted anything, filmed anything, Facebooked anything. They seem to have just kind of gone silent. Any thoughts on this?
I did not hear anything about that. I don't know. Based on the eclipse chart and the full moon chart that we had on the 6th, there is some evidence that there could be some, I don't know if you want to call it hanky-panky, nefarious deceptions, things of that nature are possible. It can also, the sun was opposite Neptune, moon was conjunct Neptune, which can suggest things that are hidden or deceptions, misleading, confusion. It's also associated with things like oceans and water and big water and things of that nature, too. So I had been kind of looking at it as more of the hurricane energy, but there could be something going on there that we can't see. It's, you know.
Jeff,
yes, sir.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your thoughts on this? Have you heard this like story going around?
Summarize it again for me in another way.
Well, you know, the Chinese bought Walmart, domestic Walmart, in 2015, $550 billion plus. They've been converting these Walmarts into like FEMA processing centers over the last, who knows, couple years now.
Right.
And now during the Hurricane Harvey, since they were rounding people up and trying to rescue them with FEMA, they were putting them through these processing centers. But nobody has seemed to have heard from any of these people. No Twitter, no Facebook, no streaming, no Periscope, nothing. It seems like they've like gone into a void.
I don't know. I can't. I couldn't even guess. This whole thing has become so imponderably complex now, convoluted. There are so many layers, too many dots to even look at to connect. So I don't know. Your guess is probably better than mine. It's all a guessing game right now.
Now it's up in the air how these hurricanes are happening, and you know it's been said we at least have the technology to stop these hurricanes, which they apparently have chosen not to do. But at the same time, all these fires are popping up, and you know when the fires are involved, they have the BLM that's involved, their independent organization running outside of all federal laws, etc. We know that they're trying to herd people into the cities. We know that they're trying to put us into chaos and so on. All these fires going on again, California.
Right. Well, we've had these situations before. This isn't the first time. It did come in a very unfortunate spate of fires that created a great amount of smoke. People are wearing masks in the Northwest all over the place now. But it'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to look at this planet as being 4.5 billion years old. And if we think we understand climate variations and climate change, I think we have another thing coming. We don't know.
Well, there's speculation that they're starting these fires.
And some of them probably are being started. There's always arsonists turned loose by the government or their own mental insanity, and they start fires.
Well, Jerry Brown.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything's possible. That's all I can say, really.
All right, folks.
Rob, I just wanted to.
Yes.
Rob, I just wanted to mention to you that this late this year, you have kind of a big challenge coming up in terms of a lot of responsibilities. So if I were you, I would streamline now, basically. And
well, how, you know, how do you mean, like, streamline?
Oh, like now's prep, a good time to get organized. You know, clean out your closet so that you can, or whatever, you know, clean out any clutter so that you're not distracted by things around you. I would just, you know, do what you can to streamline your life now so that when you get to November, December time frame, you're able to take on the challenges without being distracted.
I, you know, I've been feeling that myself, and it's been a high-end priority, and I've been taking little tasks at a time. I know I got to get it to the bigger tasks, but I think it's great advisory for every one of us.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's true, yep.
All right.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, Rob, very much for calling in.
Thank
I'm going to jump on to the next one.
You bet.
Take care. Okay, Miriam in British Columbia. Miriam, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Hi, welcome.
This question may be difficult. I'm just wondering how far your charts go back, Madeline, because I've been studying Shakespeare for a long time, and I find it interesting that Juliet's birth date is in that play. And I've been interested in having a reading
well,
done on Juliet.
Yeah, you actually can go back a long ways. It's beyond a certain point. A little questionable because the Gregorian calendar was, how should we say, updated? At a certain point. So, you know, things were getting out of whack. You know, summer and winter were not in the right places, so they adjusted the calendar. And,
yes, I've been having difficulty pinpointing things as a result of that problem as well.
Yeah, so I don't know. I can tell you what I see for Juliet.
All right. Well, I know her approximate birth date and then the year that the action of the play occurred. So I was wondering what the charts would reveal for her at 13, if her birth date is July 31st, 1578, London,
okay.
England.
Okay. Is 1578 the birth year or?
The birth year.
Oh,
her 13th year.
Okay.
Yeah, and her 13th year at 13, it would be 1591.
And do we have any idea where she was born?
We're going to say London, England, because
I got some
evidence, yeah, that Shakespeare kind of recorded a lot of the astronomy that occurred overhead from London. So we're going to put that as the...
Okay, so... that puts her son right at the tail end of Cancer, so she would have been very interested in taking care of others and kind of nurturing other people and that sort of thing. Her moon, if she was born that day, and again, you're kind of right in the period where it's a little bit on the questionable side. But if she
it's
was
a little
that
uncertain
day.
Exactly. Some people put her at August 1st. It's supposed to be Lammas Eve at night. So it's a little bit uncertain, but...
Well, her moon would have been in Scorpio, so that if she was born on the 13th, certainly if she's born August 1st... The 31st. Let me go back here because I think I had a dyslexic moment or something. and somehow got the... Okay, so let me get that right. The 31st, see if I can type today. And, all right. Okay, so in that case, she's not a Cancer. She would be a Leo.
Yes,
and,
All her family are cats.
Right, and you know, that would be an indication that she was royalty or had some royal blood in her. Now, that moon on that day, the 31st or the 1st, would have been in the sign of Cancer. On the which is, as I was mentioning, people's moon signs represent the tribe from which they've graduated in past lives. So she's had a lot of training in taking care of others, but also because that moon is with Neptune right there, she's probably had a lot of training in compassion and some healing work with medicine, or, you know, understanding emotions and things like that and how they impact people. And her Mercury was also in Cancer as well. So there's a lot of thinking about taking care of other people and nurturing other people and kind of what I call the great mother kind of thought processes. Now, Venus was in Virgo at that time. Now, Venus in Virgo represents the kind of the Vestal Virgin group, that they were priestesses, basically. They represent priestesses, people who were somehow trained to work in the temples and do that kind of work. Now, she may not have done it herself, but she has that inclination of understanding sacredness, sacred cycles, and that type of situation is important to her. It represents her value. And so the whole sacred piece is important to her.
There are a lot of connections with her and the sun. I wonder if there's like that kind of...
Well, the sun is the ruler of Leo, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
the Neptune
part.
The Neptune part matches all of her crying, but that's sort of all.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Miriam, we got to wrap this up here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, in Missouri, Daryl is standing by. Let's see. We have Daryl. Yeah, we've got Daryl. Hi. Welcome to the program, Daryl. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I called before, and I had a personal question.
Uh-huh.
My birthday is 9/15/67, and I was born at 6:37 in the morning in Webb City, Missouri. I'll be turning 50.
And what location were you born in?
Webb City, Missouri.
W-E-B?
Yes.
City. Missouri. Okay. And it was September 15th, 1967 at 6:37 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, I'm sorry, p.m.
Oh, p.m. Okay, let me fix that. Afternoon. Okay, let me fix that, because that will give you a completely different chart. Okay, p.m. Okay. Okay, so ask me your question.
I spoke with you about a year and a half ago, and I was in some legal problems, and I'm still fighting those, and I actually was the chief petitioner to have the city of Lexington, Missouri audited, and now their city administrator has quit, their city attorney has quit, and the police chief that I had the issues with has resigned his position.
Hmm.
I have a federal lawsuit against them that I just about lost representing myself pro se. But you had said a big man would come or some powerful men would help me. And they're looking at my sunshine request to them that were denied by the state of Missouri or by the city. And the current attorney general is still looking at their refusal to answer it. But I was lucky enough to get an attorney, and he's a big guy. He's like 6'6 and 300. But he's also very intelligent, and he's my age, and he's representing me now. But they've had a lot of dirty tricks. I appeared in court July 5th, and I had a bond, and I had told them I was moving, and I moved from northern Missouri to southern Missouri, where I'm from, and we felt in danger there is why we moved. And I've actually even been told that good thing you moved, because it's really coming down on them next, the beginning of the month, their audit will be released, and I think there's going to be a lot of people in trouble. And I'm just wondering how our lawsuit against the police chief for his violation of our civil rights is going to go. My wife is on that as well, and I have her date of birth as well.
Okay.
July 5th, I felt like something bad was going to happen, and they arrested me in court, and they got the bonding person to come and lie and say that I hadn't told them. And I was there for 4 hours. It cost me $1,500. But you want her birthday?
Hey. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been quite the thing.
Well, this is another of the endless parade of horror stories from the American judicial system.
Yeah,
we're not a nation of law anymore. We're a nation of money, of greed, of influence, blackmail, bribery, and we could go on for a half an hour. But it's just not, you're not going to get justice in the courts. It won't happen. Unless it's by luck or by purchase.
Well, it's not in Missouri court. It's going to be in federal court now.
Yeah.
And her birthday is 3/25.
Wait. Don't give me that yet, because
we have to move forward. I'd like you to do is call Madeline and get some time with her for this. This is
big
deal.
Any comment on how I'm going to do? I'm sorry.
Well, you're challenged at the moment, and probably through the fall, you look fairly challenged with this. We could talk about it in, if you call me, but it's fairly challenged at the moment.
Okay, at the moment.
Yeah.
Keywords.
Yeah.
Try and stay cool.
It was before as well, and yes.
All right. Daryl, give her a call and set up some time.
There is help. There is help, but I mean,
you
are
being
challenged. Yeah.
It's not easy. I'm not trying to make light of anything here. It's very difficult. It doesn't make any sense. There's no linear logic to it.
It's a horror story for our family.
Oh, I'm sure. I've been through one myself, lasted 17 years, not fun.
17 years? My God.
Okay.
That would be enough to kill you.
I will call.
Daryl, thank you.
Okay.
You be well. Take care.
Thank you, Daryl.
Okay. Let's see. We have in Wisconsin, Murr.
Yes.
How are you, Murr?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, this is great. Maybe this is why my mother kept reminding me that 2:16 a.m. was the birth time.
That has to be the answer.
Maybe it was for another reason. She said I was a good baby, but that's an inconvenient time. Yeah,
yes.
I'm 25th. Of January 1951, 2:16 a.m., and it was in Tacoma Park, Maryland, which has been rezoned, I think, to College Park or Columbia something.
Tacoma Park, Maryland. Okay,
it's a D.C. suburb.
Okay, now tell me the name of it now is what?
I'm not certain. Different maps have College Park or...
College Park, okay.
Or Columbia, or...
I'm
thinking of Montgomery or something, too, but depends on the map. But it was T-A-K-O-M-A at the time.
Right. Okay, let me see if I can find College Park.
Trying to think in relations to D.C.
College
I think it would
Mound?
Be like, yeah, that might be it.
College Mound in Macon County.
Oh no, it's Tacoma Park, Maryland, and it's a D.C. suburb.
Oh wait, I've got a wrong. Okay, let me see here. All right, let me see if this comes up. Yes, it does come up. Okay. All right, I got it. It was a slightly different spelling that I'm used to. I found it. Okay, so tell me your question.
I don't really have one. I'd just like to hear what you have to say.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
That's called a riff. Do a riff.
Yeah. Well, let me see what's happening here that might be of interest to you.
While you're looking it up, can I just say that I guess the eclipse, from what I understand, was in Leo, and so that allowed the Aquarian, the from Uranus the energy to come through more, as, and that's what you were saying about the changes and the just a kind of a realization people will have to be facing.
Well, the eclipse actually was on your moon within 3 minutes. That's an extremely exact hit on your moon. Now, the moon represents your emotions and things that you've learned from the past. You have the moon in Leo at 28 degrees. So you've graduated from the tribe of Leo, which is all about creativity and joy and creating love and all these positive types of self-expression. And Uranus has been trying that point for quite some time now, especially the last month to 6 weeks. So that actually suggests that you were making some emotional changes, and the eclipse probably highlighted that. So have there been any changes? Did any guys show up or any changes in your love life or your kids or anything like that?
I just have to say it, not a interpersonal, but more along the lines of just people in general. I've been reaching out on the phone for call-ins an awful lot. I called you, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
I remember
good.
When you called.
Yeah.
And I don't usually do that.
Good.
So, and I have to tell you, since I'm here now, I heard the eclipse. It wasn't a totality here, but I could hear it. It was a different frequency than I'd ever heard, and it was just in my left ear.
Wow. That's very cool.
But I get a little earth-sensitive now and then, too. So, I mean, I picked up on this quake before it came, a couple days before.
Yeah, that happens. Some people have that gift. Thank you, Murr, for calling in again.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's try and get as many as we can from Washington. You know where that is.
I do.
Yeah. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Madeline.
That's great. Okay, I called about a year or two ago, and I've been listening to your program ever since, and I really enjoy it a lot,
Well, thank you.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Anyway, my birthday, September 13th, 1933, Kelso, Washington.
Do you have a time?
11:30 a.m.
11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have the time last time, but I know the time is important. And
I found out
what it was.
Okay.
Good.
So
so what's your question?
My question is all about money, and I'm kind of fighting with the Bank of America Trust Company trying to get money out of them. They've got my dad's trust, and they don't seem to want to let go with any money at all, which is not theirs. It's mine. Anyway,
how long has this been going on?
Since February.
Well, it looks like you're about ready to get it liberated soon. Let me see here. I was just looking to see the part of the chart that is related to. Should be getting some help in about the next 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
7 weeks, yeah. So, early part of October, the first half of October, I think you should be seeing some help there.
That'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing,
I think that will help.
Good. I sold my house, and so that should close. It seems like there's a lot of money things going on in my life right in this area. Do you know what my rising sign is?
Yes, it's Scorpio, 23 degrees Scorpio, 40 minutes.
Okay. Is my chart heavily affected by, I mean, I have like my sun's in Virgo, my Mars is in Scorpio. According to this, my Venus is in Libra.
That's correct.
In Cancer.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, then, and so then my rising sign is?
Your moon is trying your Mars, and so that's actually very positive because it gives you a lot of emotional energy to accomplish things. You don't tend to get stymied.
Yeah.
No, you know, you can just go for it.
I just keep going
like that little Energizer bunny.
Well, okay. I just hope someday all this pays off.
It will.
Okay,
now, you know, you do have that Venus square your Pluto. So there are these money issues, power issues even, related to money and to other people's money. So that's what you're getting impacted by with the Bank of America trust situation.
Yeah.
And
I don't have a lot of help coming up. Well, how does my health look? Okay.
You sound great.
Your health? Yeah, actually, you sound good.
Oh yeah. Well, I thought
maybe actually you might have some surprises coming up, but you know, in general, it's more about balance. You know, than anything. It's more about balance.
Surprises in your health.
If you have any health issues, you know, maybe sometimes it's a little too much sugar or not enough exercise, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's more about balance.
Oh, you got
balance.
That right. Hey, listen, thanks a million. I'm going to make an appointment for a reading. I don't know quite how to do that.
Let me tell you how to do that. Just call my office. It's 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or you can go to my website at PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Yeah, I know. I'm on your
homepage.
Call list.
Very good. Or call list.
Give her a call,
Sylvia.
I will.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. And another fan in Washington State, Lynn. Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the program.
Why, thank you. And I may be another Marie Antoinette.
You may be another Marie Antoinette?
I was listening to that reading because I've got the Cancer rising in the Leo. Birth date is 7/24/46. Born at
7/24/46. Okay.
4:01 a.m. Seattle.
Okay, we know where that is. Very nice. Okay, and what is your question for me?
Well, my question, big question, is do you see a move coming for me anytime soon?
A move, okay.
I seem to be stuck. I wanted to move about a year ago, and I've had several obstacles in the way, and I keep hoping that a move is coming soon.
Where were you for your birthday this year? What location were you in?
In Washington, by Mount Rainier.
Mount Rainier, Washington. Okay, I'm just going to check.
Eatonville, actually.
Oh, Eatonville. Okay, let me check that and see if I can. Sometimes it shows up in your solar return chart and not your transit, so I'm just going to check that and see if it shows up there. Well, that's kind of interesting. It looks like you could move during this year. Now, this year that I'm talking about is from your birthday in 2017, so that's July, late July of 2017 through late July of 2018. So you have most of a year to make this happen. So I think if you wanted to move, you look like you have the energy to move. Definitely you would have the energy to move, and it looks like you have the way to get the structures to work out so that you can make the move. You know, sometimes you need things to kind of fall into place so that everything, all the pieces fit together. That's what is happening this year. So you're not required to move, but you have the ability to move. How about that?
Awesome, because I don't force anything. I'd like it to happen naturally. That's how I like to have things happen in my life.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sort of hoping that things would fall into place so I could move.
I would hold that thought. I would just hold the thought that the universe is providing all the right structure so that I can move easily this year.
Very good. I appreciate your help.
Okay.
You're welcome.
If you want anything else, Lynn, call her. Yes?
I will. I would just like to say that I am very sorry for the pain that you've been going through, and you are in my prayers.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's very kind. I just do the best I can, you know? That's what we do.
You do, and you're a great inspiration. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Lynn. Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. What nice people out there. It's amazing.
Oh, you have great callers, really.
Okay.
Terrific.
Now, let's go down to Irma Land and talk to Lynn in Florida. Hello, Lynn. How is it going down there?
Well, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I am all hunkered down. I've got my shutters, and I got a new generator, and I got lots of water and
Good.
Ice cream, which is most important.
Comfort food, that's it. Don't forget the Remington 12-gauge, all right? Huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so all these people are...
Some of my friends have been seeing, yeah.
All these people are leaving... But the looters are going to stay, I guarantee it.
Right.
Well, thank you. Never know, they might be dead.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be as bad. Not this first one, anyway. We'll see.
All right. Well, I guess that's what I'm calling about. I wondered how long it'll be before I get myself back. I'm February 7th, 1959, Buffalo, New York, 7:14 p.m.
7:14 p.m. in Buffalo, you said?
Yes.
New York. Okay, and February 7th, 1959, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Always good to check these little details because they make a huge difference in my work anyways. Okay, so now what was your question about what are you meaning by getting yourself together?
Well, I imagine after the storm it's going to take some time to get, you know, myself back.
Well, it may not be so bad. I continue to watch the live satellite tracking color picture, and right now it's the storm is right over Cuba, moving east to west, and unless it takes a radical turn to the right, a 90-degree turn, it's not going to hit much of Florida right now. Maybe it'll loop back. I don't know, but it's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you go to foxnews.com and just click on the live satellite track and you can watch the loop, and it's still continuing to move horizontally from right to left right across Cuba.
Well, I'm probably the only person that doesn't watch that. I'd rather listen to Rinse Radio than watch TV.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Well,
what a great.
Well, you heard it here anyway, huh? Okay.
I don't watch fake news, Jeff. I don't do the fake news. I don't know. Maybe there's not even a
storm not worth it. It's not worth it. Well, actually, you know, you don't look like things are too bad. I noticed that you got eclipsed a bit in August there. But that eclipse had some help with it. So I think that although you might have some unexpected events, perhaps, which this hurricane certainly would be, you're going to have help with it because that eclipse And then I'm talking about the lunar eclipse that happened earlier in the month on the 7th. That had some very nice help with it, some abundance and some just protection, basically. So I think that although that eclipse, you know, perhaps you will get hit, I don't know, as Jeff says, it maybe will miss you completely. But if it does hit you, I mean, somebody is coming in there to help you. so I don't know. You don't look like you're getting, you know, obliterated, smashed, or any of those other terrible possibilities that could occur. I think you're in reasonably good shape for being down in Florida. I mean, you know, when I'm looking at your chart, it's possible that you may decide to move next year. That is a possibility, but it's not a requirement. Let me put it that way. But you may decide that you, for whatever reason, want something different than what you have at the moment. So, but that's not until next year. I don't think, you know, it doesn't look like you're going to be have any major huge challenge that you can't work out with this hurricane.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And Jeff, thank you for all you do. It's really a pleasure to listen to you. So
well, thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn. Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, next up we go to North Carolina and say hello to Ann. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi. Yes, I just want to say, yes, I love you. I love your station, and you do such a good job for people. We really need you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ann.
So necessary. Absolutely.
All right.
How can I help you, Ann?
Can Madeline help?
Yeah, well, a couple things. First of all, personally, I was asking about the eclipse point on my Saturn and my Mars. I have Saturn 28 Aquarius in the first house. I'm a 29 Capricorn rising.
Can I get your birthday?
October 7th, 1964, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And do you know what time you were born?
2:13 p.m.
2:13 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that eclipse, let me have a look at that.
And I think the next one I read is going to be opposite. My Mars is in Leo, and that's going to be in Aquarius opposite my Mars. So I don't know what.
Well, don't borrow trouble yet. Wait until you... Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about that eclipse. They all have a certain set of meanings, shall we say, that are associated with them. But I think the one that's coming up is... whoops, I'm having some trouble here. All these technology things have been slow lately. Okay.
The rising's 29 Capricorn.
Yeah, I have 2820 Capricorn. Does that sound right to you?
Well, no, it's 2912. I was born a little bit outside of Raleigh. 2:13 p.m.?
Yeah. Oh, not in Raleigh? That would probably
well,
make
outside,
a difference.
Well, it's outside, but I don't know that you could get it on your charts. I've had it done professionally.
Okay.
I know it's 2912.
29 degrees of a rising is considered to be a degree of tragedy. But it also just suggests that there's some changing going on your situation.
Tragedy in life?
Have you had any tragedies?
Yes, definitely I have, yes.
Okay.
But
so that's probably the correct degree. That's probably
I mean,
the correct
I'm,
degree.
I'm old
then.
Now, so I've gotten through it, yeah. Yep.
Well, now, I just want to encourage you not to think that you're old. you're quite significantly younger than me, so I'm going to suggest that maybe you should not think of yourself as old.
No, oh, okay. I feel good. I feel good. I really do. I feel happier, but I have had tragedies. Yes, I have, for sure.
Okay. Well, now that Saturn was definitely activated in the first house. So now there's some structure that you're trying to get liberated from that may have maybe not been the best for you, or is not the best for you now. It may have been appropriate in a previous time in your life, but isn't really serving you anymore. So do you know what that is?
Well, I've gotten some offers for some debt consolidations, which I think that would be good, but I'm kind of tentative about the situation. But I had Jupiter go over my sun, so I think that's supposed to be good, but I don't know. I'm just kind of tentative about the what's going on in the U.S. with our debt, and with, because I feel like we are, you know, going to be having radical changes this year. So I'm looking at that.
Well,
too,
that would be a good reason to take them up on the debt consolidation. Yeah, you'd like to have less debt. It would be better for you if you had less debt. So definitely that would be a good use of some of this liberation energy.
Mm-hmm, for freedom.
You know, if you have that potential, there could also be something related to you physically. I don't know if there's anything going on with your health, and there could also be something related to your past, anything spiritually, something perhaps that's related to a past event that's coming up for you now.
I definitely do need to work out. I've been on the computer. I'm on the computer all the time. I'm either working or I'm not balanced. That's true. And I have started back doing that. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is, because I used to, you know, hours a day, and now I'm...
And now you're on it all the time.
But yeah. I'm a vitamin freak, and I'm a really herb. I'm into, you know, otherwise I'm very healthy. I'm very...
If I can suggest one thing, you really should take a close look at the Bio Superfood. It's that good nutritionally. It's amazing. It's a big banner.
I heard the interview with your doctor. I thought that was awesome.
Well, it's all true. I've been taking the Bio Superfood for almost 6 years, actually 6 years now. And it is exactly what you heard. It's wonderful. Superb.
Okay.
And so it might be that you need more physical exercise. If that's a possibility for you to, you know, even if it's a 10-minute walk every day or 15 minutes.
Yeah, I started back and I feel so much better, and it just makes everything. I started jumping on the trampoline. I do, you know, I haven't been going to the gym. I used to go to the gym all the time, but I'm, you know, I do my trampoline and I have started back. I was
just
on
the
computer.
That's excellent.
And just,
The problem with the computer, I just want to mention this because this happens to a lot of people, is they become addicted to information.
Right.
And it actually puts us out of balance, because we can get to the point where we see and hear about quite a lot of negative things. And I just want to say about, it's not bad that we're hearing about negative things, but we can take it the wrong way, because we can think that there's more negative things in the world than there used to be. But actually the reason we hear about it now is because there's more light on the planet than there has ever been. And that is why we hear about it, because there's people shining a light on this stuff, and which never used
mm-hmm.
to happen.
Right.
So it's actually a good thing, but we tend to take it the wrong way. So I just want to, if you're going to listen to it, it's great.
I try to inform people.
Kind of, you know, balance it with, I don't know, kitty videos or doggy videos. Something that's fun, you know, that you enjoy and not just...
Well, I started informing people about the vaccines, and I tried to talk to, like, some young mothers I'd see in the stores, but some of them, it just puts them off, and so I try to think they're sensitive. So I wrote things down, and I hand it to them, different websites to look up. Because that's one thing that affected my family, and so it's part of my tragedy. So I'm very angry about that.
Right.
It's very evil. I know all the history of how they've done it, when they started doing it, 1913.
Yeah. Jeez. Long time.
As soon as they got their hands on that Federal Reserve, they knocked
it down. That's it. Exactly right. And let me go and try and get our last caller in real quick, and thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Oh, I had one more real quick to tell Madeline. This is something I noticed in Trump's chart. His rising sign is Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
US,
29
our,
degrees.
Our north node is Leo. I thought that was very special.
Yeah. Your north node is Leo, is that what you're saying, or his?
No, no, the America, our north node. So
the north,
I think he's very good for us.
Yes, yeah, he's definitely good for it. The U.S., yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Anne. Okay, and let's try and get Frank in here real quick. Frank from Alabama, are you there?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I appreciate it. Jeff, we listen every night. Thanks and God bless you. And Madeline, you're a blessing to us too.
Thank
you. I know you're pressed for time. My birthday was 8/22/1953. Birth time 8:44 p.m. in Mobile, Alabama.
And so it's 8:44 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. And how can I help you?
Well, I've got a couple of burning questions.
Okay.
I am a highly sensitive person, and I hate it. Are there any astrological reasons? I do. It can be very miserable in some ways, but also, you know, you appreciate things as well. But are there any astrological
reasons? Can I make a suggestion for that that'll help you? If you can, get yourself a bioelectric shield. Bioelectric shield. They come in different strengths. And they will strengthen your physical and spiritual bodies, all four of them. And they've done independent testing on these. I wear one all the time. You only have to charge it one day a month for 6 hours in the sun or, you know, where it can be exposed to the rays. And other than that, you can wear it all the time and it will help you to be shielded from negative energies from other people and other events. And it will help anybody that's sensitive. That's a very useful tool.
All right.
Now,
that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And
so
would you see any health concerns for me at this time?
I'm just checking to see what kind of cycles you're getting. Now, I just want to remind people that when I'm looking at your chart, I'm looking at 1 out of 5 cycles. Your sun was very, very close to the eclipse, very close, less than 1 degree away. So I wouldn't necessarily say that there's a health concern from that, but there might be unexpected events that are designed to liberate you in some way. Which you may not necessarily think are positive, but which are positive in the long run. So has anything like that happened yet? I mean, you still have another maybe month or so before things might show up, but or something could have already happened last month or late July.
No, I can't place anything like that just yet.
Okay. Well, if something does happen that may, sometimes it just, you know, feels good to have some freedom. So I have one client who said, I threw out my guy, you know, and that I feel so much better now, you know.
All right.
So something like that could happen. But I think we're out of time, aren't we, Jeff?
Yes, we are. We got to say goodnight, Frank. Thank you very much for the call, Frank, and thanks for being out there every night. We appreciate that very much.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.
God bless you both.
Thank you. Okay, well, we got everybody in, and thanks for your patience out there, everybody who called in, and we will have to say goodnight. Talk to you next month, Madeline.
Yes, absolutely. And you guys take care out there.
All right. You be well. Take care.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And we'll be back with hour number three right after this.